am Ariana Salerno.
I'm Hannah Kniff.
And we are the hosts of the new Mount Pack podcast. We're trying to learn about our alumna and see what happened after Mount, because we are very concentrated on what's currently happening, but we think it's important to focus in on what happens afterwards since it's our future.
I also think it's important to learn about how Mount has evolved and the changes that we have made to, you know, make Mount better. So I think that's also very important. And I think that's what we are trying to get out of this podcast.
Today, we are extremely excited to be interviewing Miss Joanne Menasino. So let's start. First things first, what year did you graduate MSMA?
Okay, I graduated the Mount in 1974, a very long time ago. That was when we still had Borders. I'm trying to think. St. Joe's, we still had St. Joe's. We were able to use St. Joseph's building, but it wasn't the way you are familiar with it now. And we had, our gym was where your music room, you know, where the music rooms are in the lower corridor in the main building. That was our gym. I think the ceilings were 9 feet. Can you imagine playing basketball? We did not have the new, well, I keep calling it the new gym, but the separate building there. And we did not have the labs or the student center the way you have now. But it served its purpose. We were happy with what we had. And one thing that makes me sad that I saw that changed when I was there, we had the Borders. And I think that brought a different dimension to your Mount experience. We had girls from all over the world. And I know nowadays it's difficult to do that because you don't have the boarding, you don't have people that want to stay there and supervise them, and people don't want to be far away from home anymore. But it did add a different dimension. I can go practically anywhere in the world and know that there's an amount alumna nearby. So I think that's a little bit, that part makes me sad, but I love to see all the new changes, the technology, the enthusiasm of the girls, the wider range of clubs. There's more languages offered than when I was there. More advanced science courses. So that makes me happy. Those are the changes that I'm happy to see. What happens after you leave the Mount? Well, okay, let me start this way. I was first generation American on my father's side. And I was, I have two, on my mother's side, I have two older cousins that went to college. I was the first one in my father's family to go to college. And so for me, the Mount was a stepping stone towards that goal. I worked really, really super hard. I was a super nerd, but it did prepare me. The Mount prepares you for college. It also prepares you for life, because those Mercy Corps values that they teach, those serve as guideposts for you for the rest of your life. I know that it may sound corny, but it really does serve as a path for you, as something to go back to when you're not sure what to do, or, you know, you're faced with a certain situation. One thing I will say about your time now versus when you leave the Mount, you'll never appreciate it until you leave. Once you're gone and you're in the real world, you really learn to appreciate everything that you've learned and experienced at the Mount. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. You have to tell me when to stop talking, because a lot, and maybe
that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we have a bunch of questions that will like kind of lead in to what you were kind of talking about right now.
Okay. So, going back to the Mercy Corps values, which Mercy Corps value do you feel that is like most prominent in your life?
Service. Yeah, you'll see from my everything from my career. I started out, my initial career, I started out as a psychologist. I have two masters in psychology, rehab counseling, and regular counseling. And I worked for Catholic Community Services. At that time, I worked in Union City. It was bilingual, a bilingual position. I worked with individuals and families. And then I also worked with people that were coming out of the institutions and had to learn how to adjust to life outside of these. And in those days, the institutions were bad. And, you know, having to adjust to that. And so anyway, so that was my initial career service. But then throughout, even after I left that career, I always did some kind of service project, some kind of volunteer work. Look at what I've done at the Mount. Well, my years at the Mount, it's been in service. And I think that was one of the examples that the nuns imparted onto us too, was service, service to the community.
Going back to your career, so we just wanted to know, like, where did you go to college, and do you feel that service was still a big part of your life during college?
Oh yes, definitely. Okay, undergraduate, I went to Goucher College in Maryland, and I founded the first Big Sister Little Sister program there. And do you guys know what that is?
Yes, it's, we still have it at the Mount.
No, it's not like at the Mounts. This is more a service thing.
Oh, okay.
You get a child from the community that either doesn't have a mother or a father or figure in their life. And you do stuff with them on the weekends. You help them with their homework, you know, that type of thing.
Oh, then, wow. So that's very hands-on.
It was very hands-on. And I founded the first program there. I also tutored kids. They lived in a group home in Baltimore. So I tutored kids that they were orphans or they had other issues and they had to be in the group home. What else did I do?
That's amazing.
I did a lot of service in college. In graduate school, I didn't have time. I had a double major. So, you know, I was going for two masters at once. So I didn't have time in graduate school. And then when I got out, you know, I volunteered at the Mount. With the Alumni Association, and I've held many different positions in the Alumni Association for the past, I'd say 20 years. I've been, or 15 years, I've been president. But one of my biggest things that I love doing, and I had to fight very hard for Career Day, because I feel it's important that you learn what's out there, what options, because you have way more options than I did. And not only that, today people are living longer, so they're going to have more, or somebody like me, they're going to have more than one career. So you need, and actually this was the advice of one of my Latin teacher. She always said, have something else in your pocket besides what you want to do, because you're either going to have a second career or something may not work out. So have a backup plan. She used to tell us that. So anyway, I fought really hard. So finally, Sister Eloise, who was before Sister Lisa, allowed me to have Career Day. But Sister Lisa was the one that really let us fly with that. And it's evolved to what you have today. You all had Career Day, right? When you were freshmen, I guess, right?
We had Career Day this year when we were sophomores. But then freshman year, I believe we had...
Wellness.
Wellness. But month. the sophomores, juniors, and seniors all have the opportunity to go to Career Day. So
yeah. And freshmen too.
Yes. I think last year the freshmen were able to go. I know when I was a freshman, I don't think we went, but I think they were able to last year.
Yeah, they should have. It should be all 4 years. This way you get a shot at trying or observing different people, speaking to different people. And let me tell you something too, with Career Day, when you go, take advantage of it, talk to the alums, get their business card, because this is how they're going to help you as you go on for your careers. And even if you just get their information and find out where they went to college, for example, okay, my daughter went to, she also went to the Mount. She went to Fairfield, right? So one of the younger, you know, underclassmen, she was an underclassman when Marissa was older. She went to Fairfield and she was lonely and she didn't know what to do. So she knew that Marissa was there and she went there and they talked, they had coffee, you know, they kind of look out for each other. It's really important. And the boys' schools do this and the girls' schools do not. And we really have to step up our game for this. It's very, very important. Like when part of my, as I told you earlier, when part of the rehab counseling also involved career counseling. And so, you know, I've seen how things have evolved and it's allowing me to use my first two masters, but it's also important to me because I want to see the school evolve. I want to see the girls evolve. I want to see you become successful. And I am just a volunteer, but I take my role at the Mount very, very seriously. And I mean it when I say that if I can help you or I know somebody that can help you, I will connect you with that person. I will, you know, arrange some type of meeting or, for instance, like if you're interested in Georgetown and I know who went to Georgetown, I'll let you talk to them. I mean, all these things we have to do if we want to get ahead. And we're sisters and we have to help each other.
And definitely, definitely.
So I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tangent. So, but
it's great. It's great information. But also going back to Career Day, I think it's really good that our Career Day is like a lot of our alums come back because it's a way for us to connect with other Mounties that have, you know, gone to college, done the whole thing. And so it's like you're not talking to a random person. You know what I mean? You're able to connect with other people who have been in your shoes.
It's a much more like personal experience rather than just talking to a stranger. Like Hannah said, it's also just very comforting to know that after the Mount, people have very interesting and exciting futures. And there's something to always keep looking forward to, even if it's, you know, 10, 20 years from now. Like Mount girls will always have a great future waiting for them.
That's true. It's true. It's very important. All those connections. And it's when I was at the Mount, you know who did Career Day?
Who?
The Fathers Club.
Oh, wow.
The fathers came in and talked to us.
I guess that really shows, though, how far we've come where not just men have to tell us what jobs we can do.
Exactly. Exactly. But that, and we didn't even, I think we only had it once my whole 4 years, but it was the Father's Club that came and spoke to us. Wow. I was like, oh no, this is not going to do.
Well, so, I guess sorry, Hannah, continue.
That's okay.
I was just going to say that definitely shows how it's changed because now a majority, well, obviously all of them because they're alums, but Career Day is led by women.
So. Correct. Yeah. And you know what I like to, when they come back for Career Day, like, I don't know if you remember the vet,
Mrs. Yes, I remember the vet. Okay. She brought a dog with her.
Okay. When she first started coming, she had, I guess, her first baby. So she brought the baby because, you know, sometimes you have to bring your kid to work. Sometimes you have to do your, you know, adjust your schedule. So it just shows that you have to adjust. You do what you have to do. So.
Yeah, totally. Well, now that we have your feelings currently about the Mount, we would love to go back in time and ask you some questions. About the past. So to start that off, where did you grow up?
Part of my life, I grew up in Elizabeth. And when I went to Bender Academy, which was run by the Benedictine nuns, it's a Catholic school. And my parents, I have two younger brothers, they're twins. And we lived in a 4-room cold water flat. And when my brothers were about 4 or 5, we moved further away from Elizabeth. We moved to Edison. And then my parents drove us from Edison to Elizabeth for school. And then my grandparents got sick and it got to be too much. So then my 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I went to Sacred Heart in Elizabeth, in South Plainfield, and that was run by the Sisters of Mercy. And then I went to the Mount. Yay!
Nice.
Couldn't wait. Grammar. Oh, I don't know how it was for you girls, but sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, I hated it. It was horrible. The girl, you know, the mean girl thing, and then being in a new school, I was just like, I wish the Mount had a seventh and eighth grade. I really do. I know Sister's probably not happy for me saying that, but I really, really would love it because I see it over and over again. My own daughter, the seventh and eighth grade girl mean thing. Another Mount grad, her girls went through it. Actually, a few other ones. I know their kids went through it. And it just, it's to be somewhere like the Mount, and it's safe and it's loving, and it would, I wish I would have been able to do the seventh and eighth grade thing there.
What made you want to attend Mount St. Mary?
I guess I was 4 years old and my mother was driving down Route 22 and I saw the building, and then there weren't as many trees. So, you know, you could really see the big building. I'm like, Mom, what is that? And she said to me, oh, that's a school for girls. You know, it's a private Catholic high school. I said, I'm going there. And honest to God, my whole grammar school career was aimed at getting there. So I also saw when I was in grammar school, a lot of the girls were smart, but like that sixth, seventh, and eighth grade thing, they didn't want to answer questions. They didn't want to be more forward in their learning because they were afraid of what the boys would think. And I mean, that was, I want to say a not nice word, but you know, the heck with it. I mean, I wanted to learn. I wanted to get into the Mounts. I wanted to answer the questions. I wanted to find out the next thing that was going to happen or find out more about whatever we were studying. And a lot of these girls were like hanging back, like, oh, you know, they're not going to say something because the boys are there. And the Mount provided an environment where you could just grow and soar and explore so many things and feel comfortable. And that's why I wanted to go there.
No, I definitely agree. I remember in middle school, you know, I would sometimes be, you know, hesitant to say something because I'd say, oh no, if I say something embarrassing or something that's wrong in front of, you know, a boy or something, that, you know, that would be the end of the world. But right. At the end of the day, at the Mount, I'm just, it's crazy to me how before I'd be scared to answer a question or raise my hand, but it's just so easier because everyone has the same goal amount. Everyone just wants to, you know, do good, get it done, you know, have a good time. So it's just, it's easier because everyone has the same exact mindset.
Yeah. I think the issue with like girls not wanting to answer questions or, you know, be smart in front of boys is still pretty present issue today, because that was very common in my grammar school as well. And so when I was looking at the Mount, I loved how it was an all girls just because, or an all girls school, because everyone was focused on their studies. You know what I mean? We weren't like focused on boys or there weren't many distractions. Everybody wanted the same thing, which was to learn and get a good education.
So now that we know why you wanted to go to the Mount, when you finally got to the Mount, what were activities or sports you participated in?
Service club. What a talk. No, service club. We had the Hope Club then. We had a cooking club. I was part of that. The sewing club. I also did tutoring at that time. Our English, the woman who was in charge of the English department would look for people that showed promise and ask you to tutor kids on this, if they needed help. We had something like what my year was the first year that we had something. It was called a mod system. And it was sort of like the beginning of what you all have with the patterns and the, you know, the free periods.
Yeah, the scheduling. Really,
yes. Oh my gosh, that was the best thing. Like, wait until you get to college because you will not have a problem. You'll see people, first of all, this was a big shock to me. They didn't know how to do term papers or research papers. I was like, what the? But anyway, so, and also they didn't know how to budget their time. And the way our system is at the Mount. It's great. You learn how to budget time. You don't have to worry about anything. It was wonderful. I wasn't in any of the choir or music clubs because I am tone deaf. I sing off key. I am not very good at that. And I was a little bit, believe it or not, too shy to be on yearbook. I should, now looking back, I should have done that. But also to the nun that was in charge of yearbook, she was a little intimidating. So I was like, you know, we also, I don't think you do this anymore. We had intro to art and intro to speech and intro to music. They were required.
We have an intro to art and an intro to music, but we don't have an intro to speech class. But I guess that's more like acting, I guess.
Breath or public speaking. But you had to take that. That was during my time, that was a requirement. You had to take those courses. So I had the nun that did the intro to art. And like I said, she was yearbook and I was a little intimidated. But I did love, like, service club was great. You met a lot of people. You did a lot of things. You did a lot of the hosting for the dances, which was fun because you met other people from other schools. I was a homeroom representative. I ran for junior year. I think I ran for treasurer, but I didn't get it. I was an officer in the Hope Club senior year, but it was a great experience. The Mount teaches you so many things in so many ways. You really, like I said, you appreciate it now, but when you're older, you really will understand much more, and you'll be surprised at how much your time at the Mount influences your life later on. I don't know.
That's great. So was there a specific class or teacher that inspired you to pursue like the career that you chose after school, or like your current career? Or like that was just inspiring in general?
It's fine to say no.
No, not really. I mean, I had to, like I said, my Latin teacher, Sister Thaddeus, taught me, or she taught us, a philosophy of life. Be kind to everyone because you never know what troubles they carry. And that actually is a quote from Plato. So I try to live by that. My directress at the time was Sister Mary Kerwin, and I believe that Senior Corridor is named after Sister Mary Kerwin. And I knew her as principal, and I also knew her as an alum. Are we running out of time? Okay. I knew her as an alum as well, and as a very good friend. And one thing I didn't tell you, after I left psychology, I pursued an MBA in finance. And so now I am managing partner in several real estate ventures, plus I manage several portfolios. And one of the businesses is a family business. And Sister Mary Kerwin grew up very similarly to myself. She had many brothers, and they had a family business. And she used to say to me, don't be intimidated by the boys. Do what you think is right. You're smarter than they are. You know what's right. She really turned out to be one of my biggest cheerleaders, and to think that she was my directress at the time. And the other person that had a lot of influence, another sister, was Sister Mary Alphonsus. She was not my teacher. She did teach many of, I believe she taught Mrs. Toriak. But she was the first advancement director, and I worked with her. She was a very tough taskmaster. She taught me how to be better organized, more organized than what I was, a lot about development and advancement. And also she was very strict. So you learn to do it her way and perfectly. And I was kidding with Mrs. Toriak on Sunday when we had Sister Lisa's Mass, and how beautifully decorated and how beautiful everything was. And I laughed and I said, Sister Alphonsus would be proud of us because she taught us how to do all of that. And she really would have loved that. But I can't tell, I'm very lucky to have known the nuns. I feel sad that you don't have nuns, but you do have wonderful teachers who are wonderful examples and role models. I don't know if you know this. I know Kathleen knows this. Do you know what Mercy Associates are? Did anybody ever talk to you guys about that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Mercy Associates are a group of lay people that follow the teachings of Catherine McCauley. And the youngest one actually was my daughter. She became a Mercy Associate when she was in, I think, 20 or 21. And it's a group of women, and they do different things. They fight for social justice. They do a lot of volunteer work, again, another service thing. They follow the teachings of Catherine McCauley. They try to live their life by those five mercy core values. And there was a reason why so in order to become a Mercy Associate, you have to be sponsored by another associate or a Sister of Mercy. So my English teacher from freshman year, Sister Katrina, I don't know if you guys ever saw her around.
She's at the Snatchag. Yeah, I know who Sister Katrina is.
Yeah. She was my sponsor to be a Mercy Associate, isn't she?
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, all these things keep coming back. They keep influencing you throughout your life. You know, it's incredible. You'll have to have maybe one day the next career day, I'll have someone come from the Mercy Associates and talk. That might be a nice thing, because I didn't realize the girls don't know what that is or who they are.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it is. And it's a good way for you to continue to do service after you leave the academy. But I want you for me, for the Alumni Association. So you have to come back and work with me.
Sounds good. So what are some of your favorite memories from your high school years?
Okay, here's one. I think Kathleen has heard me speak of this. When on the first day of school at the Mount, when I was there, everybody gathered, you know, the little sort of like patio in between chapel and the Mount building?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody would gather there before you, we would have convocation that first day of school. So everybody gathered there, they would ring the bell and you go in and process in, and then Sister would do her thing. So I remember standing there as a freshman, and I came with only one other friend from grammar school. Nobody else from my grammar school attended the Mount. And I was standing next to this friend, and I said to her, Jenny, do you think we'll have friends like that next year? Because everybody was hugging and kissing and, oh, I miss you. How was your summer? Blah, 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 you know, all of that stuff. And I said to her, oh, I hope we're like that next year, that we have a lot of friends like that. Yeah, I was in with the crowd the following year, all kissing, hugging, you know, great to see you, miss you. But I remember thinking, boy, I really hope that I'm like that when I leave, that
wow.
That memory. But there's so many memories. I mean, the Mount, the fun times, all right, so we had the boarders, right? So the first time it snowed, they never saw, the girls from South America never saw snow. So they're running out there and they're like with snowing and Sister's yelling and they're sliding down the hill. It was great. That was fun. That was a good memory of the Mount. But when I got my ring, when I got my junior year, when I got my ring, that was a really big day and a beautiful memory. And I actually passed that ring on to my daughter when she graduated. And at that time we had to have the amethyst stone. I think now you could pick anything you want, but but the traditional color was the amethyst stone. And you knew if you saw somebody else with that was a Mountie.
Hannah and I are actually having our junior ring mass ceremony next Monday.
And I'll be there.
Oh, so exciting.
All the alums that are active in the core committee wrote notes to all of you, and we have a little present for you. So I'll be there. I'm very excited. I'm so happy for all of you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Another good man. Oh, when I got, this isn't when I was at the Mount, but I was married at the Mount as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a privilege. It is a privilege because they had it for a few years. It was taken away. I don't know. There was some kind of controversy. And now Sister Asunta fought for us to get it back. So now, so you're allowed to be married there. So that's a beautiful, nice.
Oh, that's memory. Great. My aunt was married there.
Yes, your aunt is friends with another, the vice president of the Alumni Association, Kathy Lupino.
And Hannah knows her daughter,
Megan, Irish dance. You know, danced for my parents at the Irish dance school in Scotch
Plains. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So we know the Lupinos very well.
Yeah, she's, and then the mother's great friends with my aunt who went to the mound, graduated.
Yeah, they're 85. Very good friends. Your aunt Denise. Yeah.
Yes. And then I have another, and Aunt Marcy. She graduated 87.
I don't know that much about Marcy. I know Denise. Mm. She speaks fondly of Denise. So, and actually, what's even funnier, Mrs. Lupino and I went to the same grammar school, the initial one in Elizabeth. But then we, you know, our years are different. She's younger than I am. But,
Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, they do. Well, one time when we had the boarders, okay, when I was a freshman, I took Spanish and Latin freshman year. Mm-hmm. 3 years, 4 years of Latin, 3 years of Spanish. And the Spanish girls, they didn't know English. So they were being tutored in English and we were learning Spanish. And so at that time we had a freshman and sophomore lounge and a junior freshman, sophomore, and junior lounge. And then the seniors had their own lounge, right? So we're all in the lounge and we're supposed to be doing our homework and we're whatever. So I don't know whose idea it was initially, but we did the Spanish girls' homework. We did our homework. So
that's funny.
That was funny. We had some, there's someone, she's a little bit younger than I am, but her father, she's a pool, I don't want to say pool shark. I guess she's a professional billiards player. I guess that's a better way to say it. Okay. Her father donated a pool table. So when that was in the junior lounge. So after school, we could go practice pool out there.
Not that kind of parallels our ping pong club.
We just started a ping pong club just for fun. It's not
competitive. Oh, that's fun. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a great way to, you know, do something fun during the day and like kind of, you know,
release energy
down, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it's good because you release some energy and you know you get, I don't know. So I'm trying to think what else was different or that was fun.
You just mentioned how you like you talk to other alumni, so do you like keep in touch with many like other alumni that you went to the Mount with?
I keep in touch with my classmates. I'm a class agent. And, but aside from that, I would still anyway, and I know alums from 1947 to 2020.
Wow.
And I keep in touch with as many as I can. And, it's nice. It's nice. You have a sister. All right. I'll tell you another good story. 2 years ago, my husband and I were on a cruise. It was, in Germany, and we have a Mount alum who lives in Germany right now. And so we're going down this river and I see BASF. That's where she works. So I call her up and I go, Janice, where are you? So she tells me whatever town. I said, we're going to be stopping in that town in a few minutes. I said, come and meet us. She goes, I have something else to do. I can't. So I said, well, then go to the next town. We'll be there like in 12 hours or whatever. And I'll meet you there. She couldn't, and she was too busy, but it was funny. Like I said, you never know where you're going to meet somebody or who you're going to meet or how it's going to happen. My daughter went to Holy Trinity in Westfield, and I met a lot of women who were Mount graduates that were, I didn't even know. They were younger than I were or older. And there's a comfort level when you meet somebody from the Mount. There really is very different. It's very, very different. Oh, I'll tell you another good story. Okay. You two are too young. I don't know if you remember Mrs. Shaw. You probably heard of her.
She was there when my sister was there. My sister graduated 14.
Okay. So Mrs. Shaw's daughter. All right. Let me get this straight. All right. Her daughter, Karen, my daughter was born at Muhlenberg. So her daughter, Karen, worked at Muhlenberg. She was the first Mountie to know when I had the baby. So then she called everybody else to tell them that I had the baby. And then Karen used to babysit my daughter. And then when Karen graduated the mountain, you know, and so on and so forth. And then she had kids. My daughter babysat Karen's kids. So it like passed all the way through. But you feel better when you know people. I don't know. That's why we're trying to get this business directory off the ground, because I certainly would rather hire somebody who went to the Mount than somebody just off the street. If you're looking for a florist, like we have a Paulina Nowicki. I can never say her last name properly, but she's a florist. Like when you're looking for a florist, when you feel more comfortable and give your fellow sister some business. We have a lot of Mount alums who are lawyers. When you feel better, go into a lawyer that you know that's from the Mount, or, you know, Mounties that are doctors, you know, so on and so forth. So, you know, that I gave a little plug for the alumni.
So now that we've pretty much covered past and present, do you have any advice for current or future Mount girls?
Take advantage of everything that the Mount has to try every club that you can. If you don't like it after the first year, you don't have to keep going. It's okay. If you make a mistake, it's okay. You don't have to, and I mean that with anything. You make a mistake, it's fine. Get up, dust yourself off, and keep going. Mm-hmm. It's okay to make a mistake. Enjoy yourself a little bit. I was really like super nerd. Try not to be. Give yourself a little time to relax. All right. And like I said, just enjoy every minute. Enjoy each other, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, the nun that I was afraid of, she shall remain nameless. We were doing our graduation practice, and finally she just screamed, "Quiet." And then she said to us, "Look to the right and look to the left. These are your sisters, and you may not ever see some of them again." And it's true, because people move far away. Something happens. You just don't know. So try to like enjoy your time together, be with each other, and just, I don't know, just do the best you can. And like I said, you feel like you made a mistake, just get up, clean yourself off, and keep going. It's not the end of the world.
I think that's great advice.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
I talked your ear off. I'm sorry.
It was great. It was great. We really appreciate you like talking to us, and so we are able to connect with other alumni and kind of, you know, hear their story and hear your story. So
yeah, every story you said and every single, honestly, every word that came out of your mouth, like we were just drawn in to hear it. You have great stories, and Mount definitely prepared you, you know, for a great life. And we're excited. That was really great.
Oh, good. I'm good. If you need me to do anything again, let me know. And also, if you need anything, I'm here. Definitely. Really need it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else, James? No. Red, gold.